Let's get started with some basic questions here. Why are you running for office? Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in serving the public as a Little Chute Village trustee.
I'm married. I have four children. I've been a pipe fitter for 32 years, and I've lived in the village of Little Chute my entire life. And the reason I decided to run for village trustee is because with my personal experiences and with talking with different citizens of the village, many people are fed up with the way the village is being run, and they're ready for a change.
What kind of change are you hearing that people want?
Many people question the way things have gone about over the last few years. Their main question is, who is really running the village? Because meetings they go to, they talk and they said, it seems like people aren't really listening to us. We're told this is the way it's going to be. So there, many citizens' big question is, who's really running the village?
So is it a question of what the staff is doing when you say running the village, or are you talking about policies that the village trustees and the village president are putting in place, or are people, don't people care? Are they just asking sort of who's in charge amongst the staff and the trustees both?
Many people have said they don't think the village board is running the village anymore, and they really don't know if the village board is getting all the facts when they vote on different things. And I've talked to previous members of the village board, and they told me different issues that have come up. They were led to believe a certain way, and after the vote was taken or after they weren't members of the village board anymore, they found out differently. So many people are wondering if the village board is really getting the correct information, or are they just getting the information that certain people or a certain group wants them to hear before the vote is taken.
And so you're interested in getting in to a village leadership position so that you can see that there's better input to the village trustees and so that they can make better decisions. Is that a fair summary?
Yes, that is, Mike. And growing up in a village, I remember back years ago, the village board used to go out, walk around town, look at different issues, and then they would go and they would discuss it and make their decision. Previous village board members, like I said, we were led to believe. Now, if you're making a vote or taking a vote on something and you don't really know the whole issue, how can you really make the correct vote? Unless you're going out looking at it and getting everybody's viewpoint on it, not just what you're told, because there could be different side to it.
Sort of a boots on the ground approach, or management by walking around, that kind of an approach is the kind of thing that you would like to see the Board of Trustees doing more of. Is that what you're saying here?
Yes. Being a smaller village, I personally think that the village board could go out and look at different issues and stuff like that before they sit at the meeting and they make a decision. If you don't look at nothing, how can you make a decision when you haven't seen something?